能是我们现在都是的。对，他这是准备让当的，让给他们我也没对的，啊，你知道的啦。那他准备过年，早早就上去，啊，你知道，今年嘛，啊，你知道，就农业企业的准备，啊，你知道，把这些东西写，这些都我都是你，没那么大呗。
So it's like so as usual, we do a short practice, meditation focused, focusing on Manjushri. So on the basis of visualizing Manjushri in a space in front of you, then accumulate merit and purify the mind of obscurations through the practice of the seven branched worship. Yeah.And then after that, then make a single-pointed request to Manjushri to pacify all the obstacles and obstacles that hinder one's Dharma's study and practice. Yeah. Obeisance to my guru and protector, Manjushri, who holds this heart as like symbolic, overseeing all things as they are, was under shining shines forth as the sun, unclouded by defilements or traces of ignorance, who teaches in 60 ways with a patient love of a father for his only son. All creatures caught in the prison of samsara, confused in the darkness of ignorance, overwhelmed by their suffering, you whose dragon thunder proclamation of the Dharma arouses us from the stupor of our delusions and frees us from the iron chains of our calm, whose powerful sword of wisdom hews down suffering wherever its sprouts appear, clearing away the darkness of all ignorance. I entreat you, O Manjushri, whose princely body is adorned with 112 marks of a Buddha, who has completed the 10 stages achieving the highest perfection of a Bodhisattva, who has been pure from the beginning, O Manjushri, all loving one, with the brilliance of your wisdom, illuminate the darkness enclosing our minds, enlighten all intelligence and wisdom, so that we may gain insight in the Buddhist words and texts that explain them. Om Arbhajana Ante, Om Arbhajana Ante. Okay, short one that offering. So
anybody have a question? Just one? Yeah.
the non homemade, homemade, present whole. Present whole. Hello. Mic 3.
Question about pride. How does one develop pride by focusing on qualities that are low or bad? If you say develop pride, focusing on qualities that are good or high, possible, but how do you develop pride by focusing on your own bad quality or low qualities? Page 299, the definition of pride says that it means observing either internally or externally qualities that are high, low, good or bad. So how does one develop pride by observing qualities that are low or bad? Because when we say develop pride, usually we think of qualities good about ourselves.
Member le mik nasa, rang le member le mik che, member le rang choin si, na li jik ro
jita. If you focus on someone who is relatively lower than one, so in relation to the person, we think that, oh, we are better off than that person, I'm much better than that person, right?
Yes.
Member le mik che, rang cho jit jing jit wa.
So by focusing on the person who is lower than one, then one, we may hold ourselves as a superior in relation to that person, yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Oh, is this one the length?
That's Lesson, you chore, Napson Nussum, Kranda Lotta Maritina, Yiki Lesson, Shachura, Shachugu, Chore Maris, Yiki Lesson, Napson Nussum, Kranda Le Martina, Napson Nussum, Yiki Lesson, then Lunga led Dinsura.
You know, of the 10 non-virtues, there are 3 that are said to be non-virtues that are mental in nature, right? So there are, for example, the first 2, covetousness and malice. So is it all right to posit, let's say, covetousness and malice as a mental non-virtue?
Okay.
So can we talk about the three mental actions?
This is the question. You get the question?
So there are seven actions, three of the body, four of the speech, right? So can we talk about the three mental actions? So remember, we make the distinction between action and a path of action, right? So the three mental non-virtues, yeah. Is there anyone, is there an illustration of, or is there something that is both an action and a path of action?
This one is complete some time ago, yeah?
So we were talking about the view of the transitory collection in the last session, right? Yeah. So in short, yeah, the view of the transitory collection is a mind that observes or focuses on one's aggregates and then apprehends the I to exist as a self-sufficient. How does the view of the transitory collection apprehend the self or the I? So, right? The view of the transitory collection focuses on the aggregates, yeah. And it apprehends the I to be different, separate from the body. He apprehends the I, the self, to be separate from the mind, different from the mind. Yeah. So he apprehends an I to exist separately, differently, from the body and mind. This is the mode of apprehension of the view of the transitory collection. Yeah. And we all apprehend ourselves in such a way. So how can we tell? Yeah. When we think of the I, when we conceive of the I, when we think of ourselves, yeah, we never ever think that the we, the I, is imputed in dependence upon the aggregates. We never think that ourselves, the person, the I, is dependent on the aggregates, dependent on the collection of the aggregates.
어떻게 땅원에 지나 또 풍벌로에도 찰세 닥세들로에도 찰고 그여래 풍벌로에도 마차와 닥세들로에 찰에 매발해 원에 지나 봐봐 이나야 안절로 찰도 가나 딘데 찰기야 말해 간데스나 닥로에도 찰에 때네 풍벌로에도 찰시 봐봐 나이 풍보 없으면 나디 당벌로라 찰제 아니 풍벌로에도 찰에 적시 용하시 원에 지나 팀에 말해 풍벌로에도 찰제 닥로에도 찰
So actually in reality the aggregates, our aggregates, the body and mind must first appear to our minds, appear before you know, we can have this idea of a self or a person. Yeah. But that's not how we apprehend ourselves, the I. For us, the I appears first, appears to us. And then, you know, we apprehend, and then we think of our aggregates, and we think, oh, this is my body, this is my mind. But actually, in reality, it is the other way around. It should be the other way around,
yeah. So, rangle yidungwe phungbo chi thongso na ti jeju chuna anime sambati jegedu wa laba chatang tegi phungbo dang thadeyin ba zinshi jimbe lo chi yashi karasi na dangle yidungwe shen da yidungwa chi na jindogwe lo yungu towa laba phungbo dang jindogwe lo chi
so
rangle phungbo shen na otin di jegi
so we believe yeah, that the I, the person, ourselves, we are different. The person is different from the aggregates, from either the body or mind. And that is how we operate. You know? How can we tell? It's very obvious. For example, if we see, let's say, an attractive person, you know, a person with beautiful physical appearance, beautiful body, sometimes we think, how nice if I can exchange my body with that person.
Oh, that ticket carasena, that pumbo, tadebazi.
So why do we think in such a way? Well, because we conceive of the I to be different from the aggregates. The body and mind.
Oh, Tagana Shin, that rank is same on Tadi the Zinchi. There is Chiba in Bare, Shin Ripa Samazan, Ripa Nobutan Tinu Tunugala, Rang Lodi, Jindu Loyumash, Rang Lodan Shingle, Jindu Loyumash. Ro Tiki, that Kareta Timbersona, similar to Shin Bachitati, Zimbe Tatin.
So not only do we want to exchange our bodies with someone else, sometimes we wish we had the mind of someone who is more intelligent than us. Yeah, oh, this person is so intelligent, so smart, you know. So sometimes, you know, if we had a choice, we would exchange happily our minds with the mind of somebody who is very intelligent. Yeah. So what does this show? What does this indicate? It indicates that we really believe that the self or the person, the I, is different, really different from the mind.
What do you mean? Chazan, that, Tinde, and it, what Tinde Zimbe Lodding, Mansoli, Manga Yung, that on Dining, Tangonzo, that dark, Sid Zin, Lugana, Kandi Zingerson, Pungbo, the Tadeb, Lucem, Nila, Tadeb, Dagi, Zindesi, Yung de Gior, Ranki, Manga Yung de Sita.
So, what does this show? That this shows that the we all innately, hold on to a self or an I. We believe that that ourselves, the person, the I, is something that is completely separate, different from our body and mind.
Yeah.
So, but of course, according to the philosophical view of the Buddhism, such an I or such a person that is completely separate, different from the body and mind, does not exist.
Yeah.
So we're not saying that the body and the mind is the self or the person or the I, but rather the point is that the I exists independent upon the body and mind. The mind cannot exist without depending on the body and mind. So we must posit an I or self, a person that exists in dependence on the body and mind. Yeah? So an I that does not depend on the body and mind does not exist. So in short, the mind they apprehends a self sufficient, substantially existent person. That mind is given the name, the view of the transitory collection. Wow, so this is something that we have to work at. Yeah. I mean, we have to read the materials and think about it, you know, reflect on it, yeah, in order to get some understanding. Yeah. Well, yeah, this is something that we have to work at it. In Buddhism, you know, we always ask for blessings. Yeah. I mean, there are all these prayers, you know, asking for blessing of this, blessing of that, you know. So the word blessing is everywhere. But blessing is not something that happens. You know. It's not something that we can just receive overnight and suddenly, you know, we get this blessing. It's not so straightforward. It's not so easy. In order to receive blessing, we have to work at it. The word blessing, I mean, we are thinking about it in English, right? But I mean, the word for blessing in Tibetan is jinlap, you know. Jinlap, which has the connotation of change, transformation.
Or to see, just that in the Jew are doing, Jew are doing, kale jami juwa dhukwa shi. Rwa tine imare, pena juwa dhukwa shide, pena pe shakpa ina sanje la ta, teba che che rangi ta, samlo shi tang che ta, sanje kusun tuk yuwen te ten che ta, tik samlo shi tang che rangi singe wana kale jab che, tik gom chi jab che ane, sem na la ta, tik teba che che, dewe chowa shi jeba ina, ta chilab se de tito jupa re.
Yeah, so the very word jinlab, which is translated as a blessing in English, has the meaning of, has the connotation of transformation, change, of change for the better, right? So in order for change to happen, of course we believe that change is possible, change, and positive change, transformation can take place, right? But in order for that to happen, you know, then we need to work at it. Yeah. We need to work in order for things to change for the better. Let's take, you know, generating faith in the Buddha as an example. Yeah. So in order for us to generate some faith, the real faith in the Buddha, we have to work at it. Yeah. By for example, we can reflect on the qualities of the Buddha's exalted body, exalted speech, and exalted mind. Yeah. So by working hard, by thinking about, by bringing to mind, by recollecting the qualities of the Buddha, then, you know, some kind of feeling arises in the heart, isn't it? You feel some kind of faith in the Buddha, yeah? So when that kind of faith arises in the mind, that is what we call a blessing. That is the real blessing. Yeah, when you have a virtuous feeling, yeah, that is what we call a blessing, yeah?
Oh, that's a shock. So do you know? That guy, Nashin, that guy, that guy, just learned to be capable. Yeah, some of them, Bejalo, Nye. That Makovaji, that Sosongone, that Tunye, that guy, just that guy. Nobody seen good. Nobody Tunye show some good. That same thing. Chiklo, Chua Chilense. That guy, Rang, that guy, Dilisha, nobody. That Chik Tunye show. That Shin do you be good? Tunye good. Now that Genche, that Tong Tong, Nega Shin do gan la.
So let's take our studies as an example. You know? So we, in order to learn the material, we have to read the material, think about it, you know, then ask questions, you know, pay attention in class and so forth. You know? And so if you do this, if you do all of this, of course, on the basis of having a real desire, wish, you know, to learn, you know, that subject, yeah. So when you put in effort, you know, when all these things come together, and then, you know, when you finally, you know, understand something that you have been wanting to know, you know, you feel very happy, yeah. So that very, you know, special feeling of happiness, yeah. I guess it's what we call a blessing.
Oh, today she that don't die. That can't be kind. Today, but just on that go, Carlson, some of them go, look go, took she. That game monkey is chop go, right? That go look just chair le level go man. That game monkey is chop na, ani yung to be. Just on that the, jun to some of sha go, what is it?
So yeah, so it applies to every other thing, yeah. So here, in order to do to well in our studies, you know, so it's not easy. Yeah? Many conditions and many factors have to come together before we can have any success. Yeah. So this is something that we should keep in mind all the time. So here we have been we're trying to understand, or at least be introduced to the concept of the view of the transitory collection. Yeah. So of course, you know, even from the beginning, you know, the words are, I mean, we don't go around talking about such stuff, right? The view, the transitory collection. So even the words in themselves are a bit challenging, yeah. And or You know, and when we talk about the view of the transcendental recollection in this context, you know, we are talking about the self-sufficient, substantially existent person. Again, I mean, that is another, it's like, God knows from where kind of phrase, you know. But we have to know some of these words. I mean, these technicalities. We have to learn it. Okay. So there's the view of the transitory collection, and you have like the self-sufficient, substantially existent person. So you try, you know, to input these words into your hard disk. Yeah. Then the next step is to understand their meaning, yeah, right. So when we in this context, what is the view of the transitory collection? And in simple English, it means, you know, this belief, you know, in that the I, you know, is something that exists differently, separately from the body and mind. So such a belief, such a way of looking at the I, is called the view of the transitory collection, yeah, and that is the meaning of a self-sufficient, substantially existent person. Right. So the view of the transitory collection, or the apprehension of a self-sufficient, substantially existent person, blah blah blah. But that is what it means. You know, believing and seeing the I as existing something separate, different, completely different from the body and mind. Right. Do you think that the I is not separate from the body and mind? Maybe they still have doubt. Yeah.
No, okay.
Yeah. So here, when we are talking about this, you know, this topic, yes, if there's anything that you don't understand, you can ask, you know, right away. You can clarify. Oh yeah. Yes, Ross. Yes.
The
essential meanings is the same, yeah? Whether it's self-sufficient or substantially existent. Yeah? The meaning is that not dependent on something. Yeah? You know, I mean, the substantially existent, that we'll talk about imputedly existent as well. Yeah? So here in this case, substantially existent and self-sufficient means pretty much the same thing. Yeah. Kiroshi just said, did you catch the ball? There's nothing much we can do to make it clearer. Oh yeah. Press and hold until you see a light. Press and hold until you see this lit up.
Hello. Good evening, Karen Boche. Can you please guide me through baby step? Who is I? What is I? I don't get it at all. I've been reading and reading and I still don't get it. What is I? In the end, I'm so confused. I'm just looking at the I and me and I'm wondering, who am I? What is I? I don't get it. Just now you said the self-sufficient substantially existence, right? I am understanding it as the thinking that I do not depend on anything, which is not true because we are dependent on many other things. Our existence depends on the kindness of many other people. Therefore, I cannot be self-sufficient substantially existent, right? Is that correct? I'm very blur.
Okay. So you don't know yourself, yeah? You're saying that? You don't know yourself?
Don't know.
Okay.
Which is the I that is not getting it?
Huh? What?
Huh?
I go back.
Yeah.
Actually, welcome to the club, you know. Precisely because we've never ever been able to really identify what the I is, and because of that, we have been circling in a cyclic existence because of not knowing what the I really is.
Yeah.
So we always, you know, think of ourselves, you know, as an existing, you know, that we ourselves, the I, the self, the person is existing and completely, you know, separate, you know, from the body and mind, without depending on the body and mind, you know, right? We conceive ourselves in such a way all the time, right?
No?
So although such an I does not exist, such an I which does not depend on the body and mind, such an I does not exist, but we believe that such an I exists. And this is one of the reasons why we circle in cyclic existence, yeah. So this is a way of apprehending an I is called the view or the transitory collection. Yeah. So this is the view of the transitory collection. This is ignorance. This is the root of cyclic existence.
Yeah.
Yeah,
어떤가 진짜 다 지어 말했다. 딱 간대 지어 말했으나 다시는 풍보를 때는 딱 삼지 못해 말했다. 어떤가 나 유, 다 유수, 다 간대했으나 런자와심에 풍보를 맞습심에 진짜 다 유니 유, 떼니 유가 시작고 그랬다. 풍보를 떼니 유가 시작했다.
So the I that is not the I that exists without depending on the body and the mind does not exist. The I that exists completely, you know, separate from the body and mind, completely unrelated to the body and mind, such an I does not exist. Yeah, right. Okay. So the mind that believes in such an I. Yeah, it's called the view of the transitory collection, the root of cyclic existence, ignorance. Yeah. Okay? So such an I does not exist. But the I does exist, right? So how does the I exist? How does the self or the person exist? The I exists as merely imputed independence upon the aggregates.
Da pungpo le tene shabe da shi yuwa res. Da di yao pungpo le surdu ji cekadu na nyame tene shi. Da pungpo nga tang namshik pungpo da pungpo nga karu pari rene sebe jela yang da shi nyaya yuwa besa na nyaya yuwa marwa. Rangi pungpo nga cekang di jela, sebe jela da shi nyaya yuwa besa na piji nyaya yuwa marwa. Surdu yuwa na nyekorwa, di yuwa marwa.
So the I is imputed independence upon the aggregates, right? So if you eliminate all the aggregates one by one, you will not be able to find an I that is separate from the aggregates, right?
Oh, 독신이 다 풍봉아 레레네 마체 세비자라 다 다시 녜유나 디기어레 이내디 녜메바레 알아봐 근데 녜유나 다 다 란자오시 두스네 디기어레 디 세비자라 다시 녜메바레 알아봐
Right, the I is imputed in dependence upon the aggregates, right? But if you look for an I that is separate from the aggregates, so if in order to do that, if there's such an I exists, then you have to look, eliminate the aggregates one by one. At the end, if an I still exists, stands out different, separate from the aggregates, then of course then the I, you can see it, and then oh, that is, the I is independent, self-sufficient, right? But through eliminating the aggregates one by one, you will not be able to find an I that is separate, different from the aggregates,
yeah?
So after eliminating the aggregates one by one, you will not be able to find an I that is left, an I that is self-sufficient. Yeah? Okay, so self-sufficient existent I, self, person does not exist, but the I does exist, right? So how does it exist? Yeah?
This is the one that the Pungbola Matembaji Yamare, Tayuna, Pungbola Tennis Yamashi, Pungbola Tene, Tapanaji Yare Sinita, that Ripat Tartusati, you make it was that till how does a never start on that uni, Pungbola Tene, Yasam Jire, Sista, but in the two paper.
So after eliminating the aggregates one by one, you will not be able to find an eye that can exist without depending on the aggregates, right? Okay, so self-sufficient substantial existent person or I does not exist. Having said that, we still must explain how the I exists, because the I definitely exists, yeah. Well, if it doesn't exist in that way, it has to exist in some other way, right? Okay? So, in the end, the conclusion is that the I exists as imputed. Yeah, the I is that which is imputed in dependence upon the aggregates.
That's the way we make it. That's the way we make it.
Well, this is... So, I mean, there's no other way how the I can possibly exist here. It's either that or this.
Rinpoche, the innate apprehension of a self-sufficient, substantially existent person, does that come about due to being under the influence of wrong tenets? The innate apprehension of a self-sufficient, substantially existent person, does that come about due to being under the influence of wrong tenets?
ina ta lenge ina du de shin nyam ba de go marwa bangang de yung de shire
no not necessary innate apprehension of herself does not not depend on having being influenced by wrong tenets
okay if that is the case then
lenge su go kora ming la lenge su du shan de mo go bangang de ge shire
So, you know, the very, you know, when we talk about an innate apprehension of a self, the very word innate, what does it show? I mean, it shows that, you know, it is a way of looking at things that exists very naturally, and arises naturally, without depending on some other factors. Yeah. It's just there, yeah.
Then is it possible for the innate apprehension of a self-sufficient, substantially existent person and the innate apprehension of an inherently existent person to exist at the same time? I mean, these two different innate apprehensions.
At the same time, what do you mean?
Simultaneously.
Simultaneously, yeah.
Is it possible?
In one single moment, right?
Yes.
At the same time, right? You're not asking whether we have these two concepts, whether we have these two conceptions. Obviously, we have. But whether they can manifest at the same time, right?
Yeah, that's the question.
Okay, and what else you have?
Okay, the last question is, can Rinpoche give an illustration of an innate apprehension of an inherently existent person? Because just like Rinpoche gave an illustration of an innate apprehension of a self-sufficient, substantially existent person.
Yeah.
So, can Rinpoche please give an illustration of an innate apprehension of an inherently existent person? Thank you.
Ati ta tanda shabari mongo ache ta tanda kam ti nyela ta tanda sa mongbu yongbu yezang zo ranja ti bi jesu tuba zimba ase de la tangbu nyawa che che raba ta mongbu labde na chukdo ya che diyang yunzen tinde ishi tukudu shazan raba ta yamba su da ko tuling chi pen tukudan sa mongbu yan chukdo tanda kam ti se di karisi na jikta se di kande jire se da ta tangbu ngutu che che raba jazan di chi du ta ranja ti bi jesu tuba
So I will not talk about the apprehension of a self of an inherently existent person right now, because there are quite a lot of new people here who have not. So if I were to introduce that now, it may confuse some people. Yeah, right. So, for the time being here, in the context of what we are looking at, it is sufficient to think of the view of the transitory collection as apprehending the person as self-sufficient, substantially existent. That's the main thing is to gain an understanding of this. Yeah.
No.
Those of you who have some background with, maybe you can take up this question. Maybe those of you who have been studying for a while, yeah, this is something that you can bring up in discussion and analysis. Yeah, is the apprehension of a self-sufficient, substantially existent person and apprehension of an inherently existent person same or different? Are they the same mind or different mind? Can these two arise simultaneously? So this is something to that the senior students can think about.
What to say? That Tonda Dila, that Jigda Tonda Yi, that Tonda Nimbo Shekwadi, that Jigda said the Kandaji the Sigasina. That Pumbola Matabata Ranjawaji.
So for our purpose here, what is the view of the transitory collection? It refers to a particular mind, right? So this particular mind apprehends the I, or believes that the I, the self, or the person, and to exist, without depending on the body or mind.
So we have such
a worldview, such a belief, isn't it? When we think of the I, we think that it is something really completely separate, different, unrelated to our body and mind. It is there, but it doesn't have to depend on our body and mind. We have such a worldview, such a belief, isn't it? So this mind, this way of apprehending the I, is called the view of the transitory collection. If you understand this, that's sufficient for now, Yeah. Cool. Sufficient or not? Sufficient explanation? I mean, we use these big words, the view of the transitory collection. But at the end of the day, I mean, whether you use the words or not, you'll be able to explain what it means, isn't it? So if you're able to explain, what it means, then I think we have that's enough. Yeah. Okay, let's move on to the next affliction. Suddenly remember in MBS there's a shop by the name of affliction. So the next affliction is in the Lamrim Chenmo is translated as an extremist view. But it is also translated as a view holding to an extreme. A view holding to an extreme. Yeah? So what is that? So it is an afflictive intelligence that observes the self as apprehended by the view of the transitory collection and regards that self either as permanent and eternal or as subject to annihilation in such a way that there will be no rebirth from this life into a future life.
Anybody understand what they're saying?
It's more difficult than a legal document, right? So, what do you think is the object of observation of this view? The view holding on to the extreme apprehends an object, right? And it is the object is said to be the self as apprehended by the view of the transitory collection, right? So, what is that? So basically, what is the self that is apprehended by the view of the transitory collection? So it's just as a raw stuff, as just mentioned, it is the self that is apprehended by the view of the transitory collection is the self-sufficient person, yeah? So then there is a mind that apprehends this self, this particular self, as apprehended by the view of the transitory collection. There's a view that apprehends this self as permanent and eternal. Yeah. So such a view or such an apprehension is called a view holding on to the extreme. Then the apprehension of this self-sufficient, substantially existent person as something that will not go on to the future lives, it is also called a view holding on to an extreme, right? How do you explain that? So, the self as apprehended by the view of the transitory collection does not exist anyway. But there is a view that there's a view that apprehends this self as not going on to the into the next life, right? So this is an extreme view, yeah? A view of annihilation, right? So how does it become a view of annihilation? Because in the very first place, the self that is apprehended by this view does not exist. The self-sufficient substantial existence. Right? The self that is apprehended by this extremist view, or the view holding on to the extreme, this, which is a self-sufficient, substantially existent person, does not exist in the first place, right? You getting the connection? Do you understand the implications here? So how does it become a view of annihilation? Something that exists that you deny that it doesn't exist is a view of annihilation, right? Something that doesn't exist in the first place, and you be anyway. Yes, Ross. Yes.
The view of the transitory collection believes that it does exist, and so it holds that object and then superimposes the idea that it can't exist beyond this lifetime. So in dependence on that object of the misconception of the way in which the I exists, it holds that false object and then superimposes on top of that the idea that it can't exist when the aggregates of this lifetime stop, according to... And so the extreme view is built on top or independence on this false object, which is the object being held by the view of the transit collection. And so the extreme view builds on top of that and constructs it to not be able to exist beyond this lifetime.
And by the way, Ross is the editor of Lhambhasa Prabhupada's teachings on emptiness. Yeah. Just in case you don't know who he is. Now, we're looking at the self that is apprehended by the view holding on to an extreme. So, the object that is observed by this view holding on to an extreme is what? The text says it is the self as apprehended by the view of the transitory collection.
Right?
Okay? So this is the object observed by this view, yeah. So now what is this self? Is this the self-sufficient person or not? Yes or not? Yes,
yeah?
So then there's an apprehension of this self, the self-sufficient person, to exist permanently, eternally. This is holding on to the view of permanence, right? Right?
Right?
So this is one of the views. This is one of the views holding on to an extreme, right? Holding on to an extreme of permanence, right? Yes. So then there's a belief that this self, the self-sufficient person, does not go on to the next life. This is called the view of annihilation. Right? Okay, you agree, right? But in the very first place, the self-sufficient, substantially existent person does not exist. So if it does not exist, obviously it's not going to go on to the next life. So if you think that you will not go on to the next life, you know, there's such a view, doesn't become a view of annihilation. What are you annihilating? What are you destroying? I mean, what extreme are you falling into? So it is a factually concordant mind, isn't it?
Yeah, but the problem is that we didn't know that is the non-existent.
Huh?
We may hold the view to say that this self-sufficient, substantially existent self does not go on to the next life.
Yeah.
At the same time, we end up eliminating also the existing self doesn't go to the next life. Because we hold on to that to be us. So at the same time, we also eliminate that existence cell also goes to the next life.
So basically, you are saying that. So if we say, it follows that the mind which apprehends the self-sufficient, substantially existent person as not going on to the next life is a valid mind. It's a correct mind. So the mind which believes that the self-sufficient, substantial existent person will not go on to the next life, that mind is a correct mind. It's a valid mind.
No, it's not a valid mind because it doesn't exist.
Huh?
But what I mean is that it doesn't exist. That doesn't mean that there
is... No, is it a valid mind or not?
This valid mind, the views... Well, it's almost like saying that, you know, there's no pink elephant, and then there's nothing wrong with saying that there's no ears or pink elephants. Yeah.
What?
You know, because the non-existent, right? Self-sufficient, substantial existent self does not exist. So a non-existent to not go on to a next rebirth, quite frankly, actually quite okay. Unfortunately, is that, you know, we do not see this self-sufficient, substantially existent self as non-existent. We apprehend it as that, and you think that that is I. And when you eliminate that from going to the next life, you end up thinking that I don't go to the next life. We associate this, but we never know that this is a non-existent.
Or if we take the I that is apprehended to not go on to the next life, if we take the I to be the existent I, the existent person, then if you believe that such an existent I does not go on to the next life, then, I mean, it's straightforward, right? It becomes a view of annihilation, right? Yeah, and at the same time, we apprehend the existent I. No, at the same time, if we say that the apprehension of the existent I to be permanent and eternal and not changing, we say that this is a view of the permanence. It's fine as well, right? So if I raise the qualm by saying that, you know, isn't the mind which apprehends the self-sufficient, substantially existent person is not going on to the next life, isn't that mind a factually concordant mind? Because it is factually concordant, isn't it? Because in reality, the self-sufficient, substantially existent person does not exist. Then?
So there is a difference between object of observation and the mode of apprehension. Object of observation can be concordant with reality. For example, the person that exists, not the self-sufficient person, the person that exists. But the mode of apprehension is to apprehend it to be different from the aggregates. So therefore, it is it's not a valid cognizer because of the mode of apprehending it as, that is in discord with reality. Whereas when that mode of apprehending the person to be annihilatory and does not move on to the next life, it is a afflicted view. Because again, the person that is observed by this view does exist. All right, and it views it as not moving, therefore it is an afflicted view.
こすな、みゆたんじんだんゆせだろ。うん。パティ。たとんだ、じくてすめた。じですめだんだなで、みゆしゃおれ。じんたんゆしゃ。みゆらし。たみゆしゃなだったでらとこだ。 미유다 샹타나 딘데 람나 디기 유그레스 다 디기 멘도 숨었다 삼나 딘다 타이네나 디 삼나 타이레 베나타 직대 숨에 딱 스도 미유다 샤치 다 다 코랑 샤키르와 유큐 다티 다 진당 유스도 관한 다티 단제 투베제스 투베 짐바티르와 다 딘데 캬바 쳔나니 안고 직대 미유디 주에 딱 스도 미유다 와 샤제
So there's a view holding on to an extreme. If you posit the object observation of this view to be the I, the self that exists, whereas the object of the mode of apprehension would be the self-sufficient person. If you pose it in this way, then it may be easier, right?
Oh, that today's dogana, that jigde miu to jue daati la mikche, ani jig kam miu to daati la mikche, that tapar tawa, yana chab, chini nizan jao mebar jimbas, tuk sena, that tapta chetasena, that lehla dukdu.
So if we posit the object of observation of the view holding on to the extreme to be the self or the person that exists, then it's easy then to explain how this view, by focusing on this I, the person that exists, and apprehends it either to be permanent or to cease at the time of death. So if you go one step deep, one more step, you know, what about changing it to the truly existent person? Right? Then in relation to this view, again there's a view of permanence and a view of annihilation. Yeah. So there can be a view of non-existent or a view of true existence. So of course then it's easier if we say that the object of observation of the view to be the I that exists, and it's easier. Yeah. But if we posit the self-sufficient person to be the object of observation, then you know, we have to think about it. Yeah. So there's a view holding on to an extreme annihilation, which essentially basically a thought thinking that there's such a thing does not exist whatsoever, right? So if the object of observation here of this view is the self-sufficient person, then it will be kind of difficult to explain how the view which holds on to apprehend such a person to not exist after this life, it would be difficult to explain how it is a view of annihilation, right?
Your question?
Please correct me if I'm wrong. I think they call me Ashok, but then I'm not Ashok, because that is the label that is attached to me from birth. If you see a table, you call it a table because you label it as table. It's not the surface, it's not the legs, it's not the side of the table, which you call it a table. There's no table. You just label it. It's just a label attached to the I, the ego, please correct me if I'm wrong. It's the ego, that's the I. But I'm not the I that you have labeled me. I am a person born into this world, brought into this world, based on karma and all this, where I go through sequence of rebirths and all that. The I just don't exist. It's just based on the cause and effect, karma. So what I'm trying to say is that the ego I doesn't exist. It's just a label that's attached to me called Ashok, but I'm not Ashok. It's a label. Correct me if I'm wrong, please. Thank you.
Chidang Karsona Tanda Chidang Tila Chabar Choga, Chidang Ma, Messina Meeting.
So we always have to be mindful that there is an I that exists and there is an I that does not exist. Yeah. So we are not saying that I does not exist in general, no. Yeah. The I exists, but the I does not exist in the way that that is apprehended by the view of the transitory collection, for example. So the I that is believed to exist, by ego. That I, of course, does not exist, right?
So you would be
wrong to say that I does not exist. Yeah. So I does exist, but it does not exist in the way that is apprehended by ego or by the view of the transitory collection, for example. So the I definitely exists, yeah. Because the I is established by worldly convention. Because we say, I'm going, I'm coming, I'm eating, I'm circling in cyclic existence. So there's the I that exists, right? So the I definitely exists. So if you say that I does not exist, then who is the one that is circling samsara? Who is the one that is going to achieve enlightenment? It contradicts even common sense, right? I mean, we say worldly convention, but it's common sense, right? Worldly convention, yeah. So here the mind which apprehends the self that does not exist is called a wrong consciousness, it's a perverse consciousness.
Eh?
So it is very important to distinguish correctly between the I and the person that exists and the I of the person that does not exist whatsoever, right? But the problem for all of us is that we are unable to distinguish these two. We mix them up, right? Now, the I that doesn't exist and the I that exists, and we are unable to differentiate between the two, we mix them up, you see? So that's the problem,
right?
So we need to think about this, whether it is correct or whether it's okay to posit the existence, the I that exists, to be the object that is observed by the view holding on to an extreme. Yeah. Yeah, and then of course this view then apprehends this existent I, the one that exists, apprehends it to be either permanent and eternal, or to view it as something that will not go beyond this life.
Oh, that tila, that in this, that tarjima tawa said it, that in this, la shay. What in sir, tinema, that tawa chukta zimba sta.
That is a view holding on to the extreme for you. Next is what? Next is, what it says here, a belief in the supremacy of wrong views, or another translation, conception of a bad view as supreme. Okay, so what is the conception of a bad view as supreme? It is an afflictive intelligence that observes one of the three views. What are the three? The view of the transitory collection, the view holding on to the extreme, and a wrong view. So observes one of these three, along with a view holders aggregates on the basis of which such a view occurs, and regards such a view as supreme. So a belief in the supremacy of wrong views, or a conception of a bad view as supreme, observes one of the three views, right? So what are the three? The view of the transitory collection, the view holding on to an extreme, and wrong view. Yeah. So for example, there is a view that observes the view of the transitory collection, right? Observes it and thinks that this view is steady, man. Jai. Very good. Supreme. Likewise, if you focus on the view holding on to the extreme, if you think that view is damn good, is supreme, this is a conception of a bad view as supreme. Same thing with observing a wrong view and holding it on to the idea that view is really good and is supreme. So that's okay, right? But what about the last sentence here? Well, it's one long sentence, but anyway. It says, along with a view holder's aggregates on the basis of which such a view occurs. Can we say, Kong Simi?
What they're saying, this one? Yeah. Somebody give some explanation.
Hello, those of you who have finished the basic program, those of you who finished the first round of the basic program.
Chocolates.
So there is a person who hold on to one of these three views, right? The view of the transitory collection, the view holding on to an extreme, and the conception of a bad view as supreme, right? Oh, no, wrong view. So there are these three views. So there's a person who possesses these three views, right? Okay? So the belief in the supremacy of wrong views, if we take it to be the view that apprehends the five aggregates of the person holding on to those three views, and the view believes that this person's aggregates are supreme. It's like the aggregates of someone who has achieved liberation, for example. This is not a conclusion, this is just what I think. This is something that we need to think about, yeah. But what if I say that this is what it means? So we finished with the view of the transitory collection, a view holding on to an extreme, and a conception of a bad view as supreme. Yeah. So of course, first you must know the words, right? Yeah. Okay. There's such a view. Then, on that basis of knowing the words, then you have to know roughly the meaning.
Okay?
So let me summarize again. Yeah. So yeah, you try to keep this in your mind. Yeah. So first, we have the view of the transitory collection. What is it? There's a mind which thinks that the self or the person or the I is completely separate from the body and mind, completely different from the body and mind, isn't it? Such a mind is called the view of the transitory collection. Okay, so that's the view of the transitory collection. Then what is the view holding on to an extreme? So the first one, the view of the transitory collection, focuses on a self, an I, isn't it? So there's an object of observation of the view of the transitory collection, isn't it? Okay? So the view holding on to an extreme is a view that apprehends the I, which that is observed by the view of the transitory collection, to be either permanent or not going to the next life. Such a view is called the view holding on to an extreme. Then what is a conception of a bad view as supreme? The conception of a bad view as supreme is a mind which thinks that the view of the transitory collection is then solid, really good, wonderful, supreme. Or it also refers to a mind which regards the view holding on to an extreme to be supreme. So this is the minimum. You know the words, you know roughly what they mean, yeah. But you shouldn't leave it as just there. You shouldn't leave it there. You should take it, you know, forward, you know. Think about it, read the text, and then discuss. You know. We have not yet, you know, come to a decisive understanding of the views yet, yeah. Okay, so we shouldn't just leave it at this level of explanation, okay?
Oh yeah, that is.
Announcement.
So this year I'm going to organize the Medicine Buddha retreat in Kapan. So from October 20 to 1st of November. Okay? So the retreat will be 1 week or 8 days. Then 3 days or 4 days will be some pilgrimage. So mostly I'm encouraging a new basic program student to go if possible. Okay? So the retreat is not going to count so much mantra. Okay? You want to accumulate mantra during the break time is your time to accumulate mantra, not during the retreat. Okay, so retreat will be totally silent. Okay, so you must know that the rule is that must be silent throughout the retreat 1 week. So you think you can make it, then join the retreat. Okay, you think you cannot make it, please don't join the retreat. Okay, so this is important. You must make your decision. Yeah, then once you go there, you want to talk, then that is not correct. Okay? So like that. So you must think that. And also this time I asked, so Joha is going to help me to lead the retreat. So she has some experience, background of doing some meditation. Okay? So she's helping. So I'll try to come much as possible. So like that. So those who want to go, then think about. Okay? So we have room about enough for 60 to 70 people. So I can't take more than that. Yeah? So that's it. So next time, how much, what, this one, Joka and Catherine will announce you. Those who like to go, maybe can talk to Joka and Catherine. Okay? All right? Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
This Tuesday, right? Okay, so finish off with the usual.